Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Friday, the 7th day of May. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula. 4,614 head with a weighted average weight of 540.26 pounds. Price value of 158.75. That's $1.52 higher than Thursday's formula price. Taking a look at the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection. Friday's cattle receipts, 111,000 head. That's down 4,000 from a week ago, up 22,000 head from a year ago. Friday's hog receipts of 462,000 head, down 8,000 from last week, up 122,000 head from a year ago. Thursday was cattle auction day at the Mocan Livestock Market in Butler, 779 head this week. Steer and heifer calves sold steady to week. Not enough yearlings on hand for an adequate price trend. The undertone, however, was lower. Steers, medium and large ones. Some 500 to 600 pounds, 148.50 to 168. Some 600 to 700 pounds, 133.5 to 150. A few 7 to 8 weights at 126.5 to 132. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Some 4 to 5 weights, 142 to 143. Some 5 to 6 weights. Several of these tagged as fleshy, 123 to 134.50. Package of 830-pound heifers, 118. Feedlot trade for this week. As of Friday morning, 81,715 head of negotiated sales around the feeding regions this week. Live sales, mostly 117.5 up to 119. Dress sales fell mostly from 187 to 190. Closing futures markets on the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn contracts, May closed 13.25 higher, 772.75. July, 732.25 up 13.5. September, 654.75 up 9.25. Soybeans for May, 15.5 higher, closing Friday afternoon at 1621. July up 20.25, 1589.75. August beans, 21.75 higher at 1537.5. Wheat contracts, May, 773.5 up 9.25. July at 761.75 up 8.5. September, 762.25 up 8. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle. June closed 55 higher, 116.02. August up 37 at 118.85. October 2 cents lower, 123.45. Feeder cattle for May, 131.72. That's up $1.25. August up 87 at 144.27. September 50 cents higher, 146.05. Lean hogs for May, 57 higher, 111.97. June down $1.62, 112.85, and July down $1.10 at 113.55. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your closing markets for Friday. This is Tony Hancock.